Today is Monday, January 21st. We are in our first afternoon session of budget workshop, and we are with facilities management. So I'll start by Joey Brogdon. Is there anything you'd like to tell us overall about your budget, the discussion today?
Some areas we cut, some areas we increased. Some of them increases were large, so we cut some large items in there.
Okay.
Just open the questions.
Good. I'll start with, and I find it actually in my budget book. Right. And supervisors, I'll open it up for you to ask any preliminary questions.
The service supplies up 32%. Any particular reason, or just more use, more?
More use. What page are you on?
On fifth.
Yep.
First page of facilities management. So nothing, just. Okay. Sales force. More than 106. So
that was in the middle of the page.
Okay.
Not considering the supplies as an extra.
Yeah, I should be on the next one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It looked like there were about three large items that probably made up the difference between this year and next. Is that about right? There's 44 for server room unit replacement, 24 for elevators, and 24. What is the spell dine upgrade?
It's our building management software. So the current equipment we have is being antiquated. They're servicing it, but if we lose, it's called an I3, basically what connects us to our network. If we lose that, they are repairing it. Some parts can be repaired, others can't, and we can't replace that particular component. We have to upgrade to the newest, or using the latest and greatest. Networking components. So we're starting with this building and try to expand the upgrade over about 3 fiscal years. If we do this one, that would give us a spare I3 to use, utilize the Justice Center, Human Services Center.
So what's the lifespan on a new one, do you think?
10 years.
Okay. So it's kind of could be considered a one-time purchase, although we're going to have to save for going forward. It's certainly not a repeating operation. Okay.
So we talked about the server room replacement. That's the heat pump, right?
Yes.
We talked about that one. I don't remember us ever talking about the code update for 2 elevators.
Yeah. Basically, we got to add a phone to all 3 elevators. But we're only doing 2 right now. Leave the jail elevator, and then there's a safety with the track system, stops on it, so if cables break, there's a safe requirement on those as well, and then another door, the pressure, if somebody gets pinched in the door when it closes, state mandated code update.
So this is just something we have to do based on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Should they give you a time frame to complete the update?
Yeah, 2021, I believe.
Yeah. About the server, we're going to have to replace so many of the units. At $44,000, I think that as we look through the CIP draft, you know, if you build those in, what, it's about $2 million by the time we're done, correct?
This one's just for this. Building.
I understand that.
Yeah, and that's the only one that we're looking to replace, this building.
The others
that are in the CIP are for the Justice Center.
Okay, so my thought, where I'm headed here, is what if we bonded to purchase all of them as, you know, part of a CIP plan? And from your perspective, who installs them? Or would it be your crew to have to install them? You know, what does that do from your internal?
Internal, we couldn't install them. They'd have to be contractors.
okay? But it would just be a big work project all in a, probably a short period of time if we were buying them all together.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And it is considered building maintenance like this. Is, Lisa, is that considered essential? Could it fall under the essential line?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. All right.
I think you're able to bond for that if we so chose.
Okay. I didn't really have any questions on any particular line item, except for the one that Supervisor Merkin already brought forward. I just recognize it's a 17% jump. And when you take a look at the whole budget, that Solidyne at $20,000 doesn't have a big impact. So just unfortunate how much increase we've got, and yet I can't see any one area where we would come in and cut, say this one's just way too high. I mean, we can look at communications, but that's what I understand the new costs are by now, right? Okay, all right. And you don't have any revenue, that's for sure. We don't need to talk about that. Okay. So then that was for the admin building. Are we ready to move on to the next one? Now in my book, that's on page 110, Community Life, the Human Services Center, and then Facilities Management.
Yeah, that's all the revenues.
Oh, got it. Thank you. Thank you for pointing
so
that out.
So 112 is where you start expenses for?
For the various buildings. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, does anybody have a question about those revenues?
They are what they are.
Yeah. Okay. All right, now moving on to expenditure. For community-wide building, down 83%, and that is because are they not taking over a lot of the costs being out of
No, that's actually you got to take out the 275 that we did in remodeling. It's got to come off if you're going to compare. We're actually going from 47.6 in just normal expenditures to 55.7.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. In that case, then, it shows that there's an increase. Right, he says, what was his first dollar amount?
47,620. Was just normal operations last
right.
year.
Right.
And then 55,750 this year.
This year, okay.
So.
All right, thank you for catching my math here.
So up $8,130.
Well, actually, in FY19, I show that we had $52,500 budgeted. So we're down
there
to $55,750.
For the original
event. Yeah, I was looking at the re-estimated where we were.
Oh, yeah.
We're projecting what we're going to spend. And what I'm saying we're projecting we're going to spend is 47,600.
Went up a little in general repairs and ongoing concrete repairs.
And let's go back to the difference between 62,000 versus the 47. Remember when we budgeted that for the group homes, we had 30,000 in there for three group homes. And what really happened with the remodel is we went to two group homes, which is how I get to the 47.
Okay. Thank you. That is helpful. Thank you. Okay. Right. So the $8,130 is the actual jump of comparing like expenses to like expenses.
Yeah, and now help me with this, Joby. I read this budget as you're trying to replace a whole bunch of equipment that is probably in need of replacement, but I'm seeing a whole bunch of lawnmowers and a whole bunch of snowblowers and a whole bunch of things like that built into this. Am I seeing it right?
Yes.
So we got $7,000 in, for just this building, we got $7,000 in equipment that we've probably been limping along with for several years. My question is, and this is more of a generic question, but when we look at your total operations for these buildings, not including McFarland, not including Animal Control, when we look at your total operations for these buildings, $780,000, $785,000 last year, not including any of the remodel work, and we're $998,000 this year, not including the $360,000 in new rooftop units, right? And so that's a 27% jump, and I think a lot of that comes in the form of this new equipment that we're talking about. And so what I would like, I mean, when Morris and Linda are ready for us to get there, is let's go through and talk through these equipment purchases and see if this is the year to actually get those, or we need to stage them a little bit. Just because that's a big, big jump.
So some of it is the truck that is coming out of that is the older truck.
Okay.
So there's more expenses tied with that. And
okay.
That's where some of that jump is.
Okay.
Some of the jump as in because it's getting older and older,
yep.
It's costing us more maintenance.
Exactly.
All right.
And is that the truck that we need to replace?
No. Okay.
Oh, okay. How many items in the equipment list are on their literal last leg? I mean,
there's one garden tractor that is on its literal last leg.
Mm-hmm.
It is put, used when it's absolutely needed. It's kind of the category it's in right now.
Okay. And then the next to the almost dead or whatever. So what would you say about the next two pieces of equipment that might be really a concern to you?
They're mostly, it's mostly garden tractors, and then one other thing we're doing, we've got two zero turn mowers, and that's part of this as well, that we're gonna pull out of the fleet and replace it with one larger tractor. Because we tried the zero turn mowers and fortunately they sit half the year in the house. So that's all you can do with them is mow. So you go with one larger tractor to help with big reason for the next stage larger than the garden tractor we got in the house. So we get the loader on the front of it. Right now we do all of our landscape projects for skid loads, which you have to gingerly drive that through the lawns because it weighs so much. So we want to put the little bit larger tractor so we can, and it's got a larger mower deck on it, so we don't want to adjust the center. Got that on our mowing time and utilize it for landscape projects.
And is that the new loader tractor that
yeah.
you got in for what that's at the human services center
yeah.
where you got
yeah.
the one in, but
yeah.
you're planning on using that everywhere.
So.
Okay. All right, thank you. So those three, if we left those in, or conversely, if we took everything else out of the equipment, you know, the long-term equipment and purchases, where would we be budget-wise?
We're probably
going to
be
okay. Okay.
Laura, just so you can track on at least what I'm thinking. So right now, these requests are in front of us, and I'm combining everything. Right? I understand how some of us different buildings, but we do such a great job of utilizing equipment and staff, even though they're assigned certain places, we use them where they're needed, right? So I kind of look at this as one whole swoop, regardless of where we put it. And I've got us going up in operations from 785 to 998. That includes the purchase of this equipment. That does not include the 360 for the new rooftop units, which I think is a separate category.
Okay.
Right? And I appreciated where you started that conversation. But what I'm saying is we've got a hard time to just looking at where we are in the budget. We've got a really hard time going up $212,000 operationally this year, which is a 27% increase, when we're holding other departments and offices much lower than that. And so what I'm looking for is there some of this that either we've got enough savings we can go ahead and purchase, like if you've got a garden tractor that's going down, that it's literally on its last legs, what is that, 5,000? Where are we on a garden tractor right now?
Trade is
17. Oh, much higher than one. But can we find the 17.5 somehow this year, which helps next year's budget? And what can we hold off on for another year just because of the 27% increase? Again, taking the large ticket item that we know we've got to do out,
right,
which is a big, big deal, is just really hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm. We're running pretty tight right now.
I don't think we can get any equipment out of this current year's budget. I like the new, adding the new loader tractor. We don't have to have that to operate this next step one. So that's one thing we can pull out.
And what is that loader tractor? How much is that? That's 75. So I thought I heard we had a lawn tractor.
Yeah, we do. It's 16, 17 with trade. Yeah, it's right in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
17.5 is the voter tractor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That line item just has, it's just kind of for all of those things.
Yeah.
So that the lower tractor is going to be pretty much be at that entire budget. That line.
And that's why I asked about the ones that absolutely felt you had to have and be able to get rid of everything else. And so the loader tractor, you feel, is an absolute because it's going to replace?
No, the loader tractor we can pull out. Now, the garden tractor, I think we absolutely have to replace.
All right. Okay, thank you. All right.
And how about this? So the smaller equipment, we started down that path, and I thought I heard you back in napkin math think that there's about $4,000 in that smaller push lawnmowers and things like that.
Yeah.
Is there anything in there that we couldn't find a way to get by for another year with?
Yeah,
shows us the stuff that you think needs to be done. I appreciate that. But what I'm asking you is knowing it's a tight budget year, and we're scrambling to find it, and we've got some big ticket items that there's nothing we can do about. We've got to get it done. Is there anything in here that you feel like we could hold off for on a year? And what would that be?
Well, we got, you know, there's, I mean, there's like adding an emergency panel to this building.
Okay. So
that thing we can put off a year, we haven't. That was just to our COG discussions, you know, so we could more easily add some generator outlets on this. So it was adding a generator panel for the basically 120 volt outlets.
Okay.
So that's one thing we could put off.
And what is that?
$12,000.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And are we still focusing on administration, or are we?
I've got to look at the savings wherever we might be able to find it.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the installation of lights and various outdoor lights.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Okay.
This, you know, the administration building got $15,000 for parking lot light upgrade,
right.
And that's just upgrading the LEDs. And those we could probably easily put off another year. It might actually save us some money because they might come down costs.
So I'm a fan of getting the LED as soon as we reasonably can. I just don't know when I'm seeing a 27% increase at this year.
Yeah, we was going to pull them out of this building due to they're not, like at the Justice Center, we was when we upgraded those, we was looking at dropping the operating cost of that light fixture to the point it made more sense than like this building.
Okay.
So that would be one that I would pull out.
So that's $15,000.
So you're saying though, just now jumping to another building, Justice Center, you got $8,000 in there, but you're saying the $8,000 at Justice Center with the exterior building lights makes more sense.
So the parking lot lights. This current fiscal year, and then the Justice Center, yes, that's the ones that are actually attached to the building, and
just
given the amount of them that there is, and the physical, you know, the wattage of the light fixture, that one I'd like to do.
I agree.
And you pay for it, so it's quicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of in the same boat, the parking lot lights of the HSC building, I think we were. It's the same light, same parking lot light that's at this building, it's the same as HSC.
So we can hold on that,
yes.
Not draw on as much power.
Exactly.
That's the 9,000?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And just a follow-up question that I marked here on the lights with human services, too. My thought was, how much are we at a safety concern? I mean, I bet at each one of these buildings after dark, and I've never felt that I was in a dark area. I mean, I've never felt the lighting was bad enough to cause me any increased problems with safety. Just want to confirm that
we're
not forgetting
it. We're at a proper light level. Now, with the LEDs, we would increase a little bit. The sun is the light's brighter. It's just a better quality color coming out of the tank.
All right. Thank you.
Is there any arm replacing of the interior light? Which one?
Exterior for $8,000 is what we were talking about at the Justice Center. Under
119?
120, actually. Building repairs and maintenance.
Okay.
Account 441, if that helps to go down.
Okay. Can I ask a question on the preceding page on 119? Sheriff's ballistic windows and front office, $15,000. Is that the $15,000 that this morning when the sheriff took out of his budget?
But he had cut it before it came to it. Oh.
He cut it before it came to it. I'm going to doubt you, that's the same $15,000.
Could be.
Yes.
So I think we got it in a ballistic window for both the sheriff and the county attorney is in this budget, right?
Yes, there's four Justice Center there is the ballistic
I thought you were just saying that was what staff list was, and then the sheriff cut things. I didn't hear about the new facility.
I'll hear it if it is.
Yeah, they put it in a request for, so I put it in our budget. We got my numbers from
It's a good question, Supervisor Merkin, because how much got shifted over, to somewhere else. So taking it out really is not out until it's out of your budget, too. He just took it off of his staff wish list and sent a request to you instead.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to get my feeling on the bullet. So clearly, and I don't know if you got any of this in here, but the attorney remodel is going to be more than $24,000, and it requires more conversation of this board. And so if we're talking about ballistic glass hardening of our interior entrances in the Justice Center, I would just as soon see us hold on those while we update our entire study, specifically the main entrance of the Justice Center, because there comes a point, if we get solid enough with our entrance to the Justice Center, that we're not as required to have hardened facilities. And then the second, so if we do this, and I'm the clerk of court, I'm going to say, well, why don't I have hardened? It just goes again and again and again when I think we need to be looking at it holistically. So I'd like to see, is the 24 mostly all that ballistic glass?
The majority of it would be the ballistic glass. And since we didn't know the scope of the rest of the remodel, we just kind of went with 24.
And this was before it was determined that they were going to expand into the courtroom or no?
Yes, we knew at this point that they were going to expand, but we didn't know what level they were expanding over. The first initial conversation to be been ballistic, but then if you're going to go through the motions of remodeling, it might as well do it right first.
This may be associated somewhat with remodeling or the overall plan for the shared areas. Back on the 441 account, building repairs and maintenance, it's page 120, and we have $20,000 to remove the overhead precast concrete at the main entry. Do we need to do that in advance?
It's falling apart.
It's actually falling down on people.
It hadn't fallen on anybody yet.
Okay, that's a fear.
It started to crumble, and I don't think it cracked. If you go up on the roof and look down,
So that's a clear safety. Okay, thank you.
I remind you wait until July for that. That's my question.
I
know you don't have any money in the budget.
I would contend that the board, when we find something like that at one of our instances, a safety issue, I would contend that that becomes board responsibility to consider that as soon as possible. Now, what I don't know is the timing of getting something like that.
If we can get it done,
we're trying to visualize that. Is that something that's
going to
have to be replaced? Or
I would just recommend altogether.
Okay.
It's just there for aesthetics.
It's nice that you get out of the weather before you get to the front door, but what it would be now is there would be no cover until you get to the front door. But I believe we've got work to do to look at that entire entrance anyway, and if we believe that there's a safety concern with that concrete, we need to go ahead and get it down sooner rather than later.
It can just be taken down, and we can wait to make decisions about replacement later, and maybe that goes along with the ballistic glass and the other issues. I think that would be a good idea. So are we taking out, going back to page 119, if we're doing that, are we taking out all the ballistic glass that we're saying?
I'm asking that we take the $39,000, $15,000 for the sheriff, $24,000 for the attorney, that we take that out with full recognition that Justice Center projects, we got three major Justice Center projects that we're facing. We're facing $360,000 in the air handling units. We're facing a remodel for the county attorney's office as we move one of the justices upstairs. And then I believe we're also facing the, I'm going to call it the entrance and safety of the entire building. And I would just add to that that in my mind that also includes dealing with some deferred maintenance back in the jail that we all know is sitting there, but I think we need to deal with it in a more thoughtful way because it's going to involve moving prisoners out of the jail, and we need to look at getting it all done. And so I'm viewing it kind of as a three big project, three steps that we've got, and I'm suggesting that we're not prepared to put any of that in our budget right now because we don't know what we're looking at.
Right. Well, we do have the rooftop. We need to have that in. We need to work on the roof. Correct? That doesn't wait. It doesn't wait.
The roof itself, roof replacement?
Yeah, that's
in the works right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else in this list here on page 119 on the Justice Center that we should take out when we're taking out the 15 and the 24?
So we're talking about taking all of it out of the $500,750 under equipment, parts, and supplies.
And holding on it until we have a more comprehensive plan.
Nice.
Okay. Yes. So I'm with you, Linda, except I heard Supervisor Olson make a suggestion that I hadn't thought of when we started this, talking about the possibility of bonding for all of these units that we got to do, interior and exterior, right, which we've heard is what, $2 million bill all said and done, to replace what needs to be replaced. And right now we're proposing going at it piecemeal, taking $360,000 basically at a time and get done. And so my question would be, the rooftop HVAC, does it stay in or does it come out and be part of the big conversation?
As I was thinking in general about bonding, we've got a lot of different pieces out there that we could look at. We're considering our debt service levy is expiring. So there's a temptation there to keep it by renewing with new bonding to get some big ticket items paid for. And so it's already been discussed about the interoperability. We think our bill will be about $3 million, and that's an essential service for the radios, our part of that bill. Then also, could we bond, we have the capacity to bond maybe for three specific roads that are tied to economic development in the county in three different communities. All of where they're right now looks like the economic development plans are moving ahead even a little faster than anticipated. So those roads need to be done. I mean, they're all gravel and so then we still have some capacity that I believe we might be able to convince the public is worthwhile. And while heat back units are not really glamorous, and maybe they don't see a direct like they were driving down a road, I think everybody understands the need for the Justice Center to have its equipment up to date. And so that was my thought about thinking about the $2 million, is then it comes out of budgets. We know our budgets are going to be tight as we get more and more increases in operations expenses, and we don't necessarily know that, our valuations are going to go up enough. And so it is, I would be open to it if we're going to bond everything. I don't know that this is the bonding conversation. But
it's good to bring it up. And I want to say this about the bonding. So I think the way you just laid it out is perfect. And I would say this. I don't have any doubt that we can bond the $3 million for the new emergency management system or the new E911 system. I don't have any doubt that we could bond the $7 million for the existing road. So that takes us to $10 million, which would in fact mean our debt service levy would stay the same as it currently is, or almost effectively the same as what it currently is. Exactly. And I'm not trying to hold this gap. I'm not convinced that we have the ability to bond. There's a dollar limit on bonding for building maintenance and building repair, and I'm not convinced that that's as high as $2 million. And so we just need to dig into it and see what legally was available to us but I think it's a conversation absolutely worth having. And I just want to put the caution out there that I'm not convinced that we just have the ability to bond $2 million for building issues.
I approve. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, I did not bring all those questions with me.
I did.
How much is the HVAC all total?
And I didn't realize we were just 700.
I think what Darren is talking about, those three rows, I think the last thing I saw was 7 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so 7.4.
Another edit, Leanne, to the state of the county address.
Did you say 7 or what?
I said 5.
Okay.
So anyway, but that's okay, because that was, now we're fixed for what's going into the long term infrastructure. But okay, so back to that. So then, given that a bond, we'd still be 1.1 million short, roughly, on that.
If we're to do it again.
Yeah. Okay.
But if the total cost is over 900,000, can't do it.
Correct.
Period. Regardless of
right.
what goes in.
So you can do it. So you can't do it on the front end, but you can do it on the back end. So you can pay till you get the end of the project down to 900,000.
Right.
And then bond the rest. But if you try to bond the first 900,000, it doesn't pass.
You take a total cost project bond.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
So with that information, thank you, Lucy. I would suggest we leave the 360 in,
yeah.
but we take the 15,000 and the 24,000 out. And Joey, is there anything else? We're doing really well, right? We're up to 72.5.
Yeah.
Now
we can do. I have also replaced three interior heat pumps for $18,000.
Yeah.
And we can continue on with the last two we've had. That was just until we got to the point where we were replacing all the interior heat pumps. We were just going to use some because we've lost two this fiscal year already and had to go up again, so we could just see if we lose any more. Instead of budgeting for three, we could just replace them as they fail. It requests additional funds if needed. Does that make sense?
So there's 6,000 feet.
Roughly enough, yeah.
And they're not as problematic as the rooftop units.
Yeah.
The rooftop
units, if we lose one of those, we basically lose whatever section of the jail with that service, and we lose using that section of the jail.
Right. But if we lose one of the interior, we don't go down. It's just an inconvenience.
Yes.
And so I would suggest that's completely appropriate for the board to handle it in that way. The rooftop units are different.
Yeah.
The interior, the other part about the interior is there's replacement parts for a lot of those interiors.
It depends.
The rooftop, we can't even find replacement parts.
Yeah, like the last time they had to make the part to replace it.
Right.
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
This is.
Because they're all the same interior, rooftop, they're all the same manufacturer, which has been bought out by a different company, and they're slowly not supporting the equipment anymore.
Okay.
So, was I right in hearing that we could do part of the HVAC now and bond for what's remaining later?
So legally, yes, you are exactly right. So legally, what you can do, if you have a $2 million project, and you know that legally you can bond up to $900,000. As long as we do the first $1.1 million and we have $900,000 left, then I believe we can bond for it legally. But if we try to bond for the first $900,000 of a $2 million project, it doesn't pass legal muster.
Okay. Because there's, okay. So
that
would make
So if we took out the 15,000 plus the 24,000, that's 39,000 plus another 18,000, which is bringing us to 56,000 out.
Yeah, plus 12,000. So I've got 17,500 for the tracker.
Okay, yeah. All right, I was just in this line, this particular
question. Okay. Yeah.
All right, plus the 17,500.
Right? I've got us up to 90,500 if we're looking at pulling out of the 212.88.
page, Rick, did you bring up with the other ones? Was it 17.5 in the lower chapter? Are you checking that out?
Yes, out of HSC.
Yep.
So that line item is now paper on page 115.
Yep.
That line item is now zero. I'm showing taking 9,000 out of 441.
Mm-hmm.
HSC, page 114, bring that down to 30,600.
Four four one five one.
I'm taking 15,000 out to bring that down to 34,4.
You're also taking out 12,000 for the emergency.
There you go. So what do you think?
So I've got 22,4 for that line item now. What's your number again?
22,4.
And then, I've got 241, 64, I've got 18,000, 39,000, which leaves us 443, 714. And then I've got 20,000 taken out of 441, which leaves us 69,5. Everybody's disagreeing with me, so that's pretty good, huh?
Either that or we should understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We know what
we're doing. All right, so the 20,000 for the pre-pass, we have to check on whether we can get that done. Because we have what?
Yeah, so I suggest
taking it out and putting it in this year.
Right, but we don't know time-wise if we can get it done this for the
right
year.
Right, but how long will it take you to figure out if you can get it done yet this fiscal year? And then it would require to come to us on a Tuesday morning and us to approve. Since you don't have the funding readily available in your budget, we'd have to approve that $20,000 coming out of reserves to go ahead and get it done. And so my question is, can you figure out over the next couple of weeks whether it can get done?
Yep.
Okay.
So I would suggest kind of an asterisk beside that 20 that we're planning on taking it out for next year, but we need more information from me.
And then are we taking anything out of that equipment? Can we have that one too or not?
So that's the one we need.
That's when we need. Okay.
Perfect.
Well,
they have
perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a little shocked
if you're not. And is there anything, Joby, in Keyless entry that we don't have to do this year? Or is all that just built in cost now?
We've got it, so we have to monitor.
Okay. And does that include animal control?
Animal control is in the
under area.
So this, nothing that we're talking about here includes animal control or McFarland.
Got it. Thank you.
I mean, it's still a really substantial increase. I mean, it's still a 12% increase plus the 3.6. That doesn't even include the 3.6. But I don't know that we're going to do a lot better. And still do the things we need to do.
And we've noticed that utilities have been going up, so we have to increase line items in all three of the buildings that we do that.
So can I get new cumulative numbers, please, for 1920 or fiscal year 20? It dropped from 848,167 to.
Where are you looking at?
I'm on page 107. Clear back at 107.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't think we took anything out of there.
Nothing out of here.
We took 7,000 out of there.
Where did that come from?
441.
Okay.
So my mutual on this page is 821.17.
167.
Okay. Got it? Building repairs and maintenance is what?
page 115, Warren.
Uh-huh.
That new source is 412, 240.
412, 3,
240.
Thank you.
And on 20,000, I'm going to go ahead and take out at this point. That's what I mean, we're going to pay for it this year. That comes to 139,875.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Joby's not the only
governmental department that's looking at doing this very thing.
Okay.
And so how we would deal with that for exactly what you're suggesting, some kind of catastrophic event where cell service doesn't work or it's not practical, how do we communicate?
Thank you for that, because this is the first I've heard of any of our departments thinking about opting out of the system.
And this is a good, the conservation, when we start talking to them about what radios they wanted, we talked about facilities doing something different in secondary roads.
And there was a meeting that was just about to take across the
department. I wasn't aware of that.
It was the department that was actual secondary road conservation and facility.
Mm-hmm. Maybe in the future we can include maybe the MMO or something, supervisors to go forward to catch up on those. Okay, I do remember the conversation on conservation last week. I was not aware that was going to include for like the radios that the rangers, the armed law enforcement would carry, but we're talking about everybody. For even the conservation.
Which, as I understand it, since this conversation seems to be bubbling through the staff level at all three entities, Iowa State, Ames, and us, did this kind of come out of conversations with Mission Critical? Is that how this all started? So I was clearly more aware of the conversation than Morris was. I'm just trying to figure out, I don't think Ames City Council is aware of the conversation. I don't know how high it goes at Iowa State University, but what was Mission Critical saying? That these weren't something that would be required by facilities anymore?
Yeah, they never once in my impression that we was required to be in there.
And that makes me really think about, then, as we're talking about what we're purchasing. I mean, it really makes a difference to me, all right, about going the whole story comp thing. If in fact, we don't have everybody on one system, I can see one or two people here, whatever, but that was the whole selling point for me to go to this point about story comp with it, because everybody would be on the same system.
First responders,
but then it went out to say that there would be, then we would have other like public maintenance, secondary roads. So, I mean, I understand with facilities, you're going to be more worried about internal communications, most likely, and then getting updates. But yeah, so now hearing that everybody can opt out on this,
we have the ability here in Story County, if the board of supervisors feels strong that we need facilities and secondary roads and conservation, non-law enforcement, that we need them to all have radio. We have the ability to do it, and we can absolutely be part of the system if we want to. It's just going to mean $5,000 per radio plus a monthly tower fee.
So who pays that? If those radios instead are banked at emergency management or ISU emergency management, who pays those costs you just talked about? Are they not paid until they're activated?
So the radios would have to be purchased. If in fact you go down the road purchasing, and let's call it 100 radios at $5,000, that's $500,000. That would have to be paid, and I think the conversation will move to, would StoryCom, as part of the total purchase those that $500,000 worth of radios, and then, as I understand it, and again, nothing's been formally talked about here, but as I've understand it, the conversations that I believe Mission Critical is having, that those access fees would fall to the entity that was in charge of maintaining them. So in our case, 50 radios would be maintained by Story County Emergency Management, and they would pay the access fees, and they would be responsible for keeping them up to date and changing out the batteries and having them ready so that in the event they were needed, they were available and ready to go. And it's as simple as somebody checking them out.
So there's no cost savings necessarily in having them banked with emergency management versus having them out. But you may make decisions based on what kind of emergency you're in, you may make deployment decisions about where you want those to go. And given radios, purchasing radios and having them always activated for everybody who might need them for any emergency is in fact overkill.
It's overkill, and there is in fact savings, Linda, because you would, whatever the number of radios is, so we purchased a radio for all of our facilities people and all of our secondary roads people and all of our non-law enforcement conservation, it would be a greater number than whatever bank radio system, however many bank radios you would buy, so it actually does
reduce. Because you're assuming that all of those people would not need radios for
the same
time. Kind of emergency.
So what I disturbed that the conversation has gone this far with department heads and staff making, instead of at least the board being aware that this discussion was occurring, at least this board member.
I think they did in the budget.
Yeah,
had that meeting so the department could kind of make a budget request on what they felt like they wanted and have that discussion
with
the board.
But isn't that really a big policy decision for us to come and say downward? I mean, we're doing it now, but I think this is the type of discussion that the board needs to be asked direction for up front. Or is your board, as a board, an expectation that we will have so many for each department? So let's go along the bank so not everybody's tapping something. So, yeah, I'm not exactly encouraged at this point when it comes to this discussion. I know you've got budget requests, but we should have been told you're considering veering from what the original was. Yes.
I would contend that probably all of us need more information before we're going to be in a situation to make that kind of decision. I don't think that anything's gone down the road so far that we can't, but I'm feeling like there's a lot of information there. I would not be capable of making the best decision on this right now, and I'm not sure that any of us would be. I think we need Rick maybe a little bit ahead of us because he's been involved in the StoryCom. We've got some good information. But still, in terms of how we, you know, how we, it's a deployment. I mean, you've got to know that the deployment plan is going to work.
Right.
Absolutely.
But before you decide where you're going to have the radios and all that.
Absolutely. But I really believe, so this is not an make the yes or no decision right this second, and you're bound by that. If we start to go down the road, so if we go purchase the radios, how many radios would you need roughly for your department?
20.
Yes, 20. So 20, that's $100,000 in equipment plus the access fees, right? And if you do that, now you're locked into that. Regardless of what your system looks like, if we decide in 6 months or a year or whatever that's the way we want to go, it's not like we're locked off the system. We can access it any time.
All right, so in that case, to move the budget discussion forward right now, okay, so that you are still, your plan is to go strictly to cell phones, all right? Well, nothing's going to be implemented in the next couple of months,
correct?
We just need to determine, let's say if we had four of those radios, would we be still having everyone keep your cell phones as backup? So in other words, that will we be adding, if we decide as a board that we want a few held at the bank, okay, for facilities, will all your people still have a cell phone and receive a cell phone stipend then, or will you kind of be figuring out how to reduce your total cell phone costs so we can put some radio.
You said you were purchasing some simple cell phones.
Simple cell phones.
So they really don't factor in long term if we decide to go with the radios. They're not really, the radios are going to be on top of, not where you're making up a lot by getting rid of the cell phones. All right. I just want to understand if we're,
is there any cell phones that you would be able to get rid of if they said, we've got four radios for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
So these are not communication pretty much just with the
department.
Yeah.
You don't communicate with the tower?
No.
Okay.
The closest thing we have is master control in the jail got one of our radios, but if we have do calls a month from them, that would be...
And they can call 7 people.
Yeah, they use it.
So the radios are used for airplanes,
right. Location to location.
I was just curious what you said, 20. And how many, you were asked how many radios you need. You said 20, and I was just wondering what you based on.
17 of us, and we'd like to have a couple of backups. Mm-hmm. Right. They could get a trophy.
So they would be deployed in case of an emergency.
No.
I think Lawrence is talking about we would use those as our primary communication system, and I think the analysis that's been done for 2 calls a month on those, in addition to your internal communications, it's much easier to spend whatever you got plugged into your $3,000 than $100,000 plus whatever the tower access you to.
Right.
Unless we, with cell phones, you're going to have better service.
Until it goes out. I mean, it's a,
right.
But like I said, the whole concept behind StoryCom is the interoperability, and that's just why I'm now
shocked. But you can have that if you're willing to spend money.
Correct.
And you, yes. I mean, as we heard this, I was saying before, Story County can have, we can have a radio, and I'm going to the absurd here, but we can have about 254 radios and have every single employee have a radio.
Correct.
We're just going to pay them.
Oh, I understand that. Like I said, just the timing on this, when this discussion starts back in October and then just hits us right now here, we'll do the best with what we can with the budget, but already I'm viewing there's a discrepancy in the numbers we're going to end up with, and we could have already had this conversation at the board table about on a philosophical level.
Oh, on a philosophical
level? Yeah, on a
philosophical level. Yeah, I don't think we have the detail that you think we have right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just brought conservation facilities, sheriff's office, and secondary roads, the department heads together, and talked about the new system, what would they envision needing radio for. And they are, I mean, I hadn't been in any of the mission critical conversations. And so,
I was only in one conversation with mission critical.
And we brought together, who was me? I was there, Alyssa was there, Jody, Gary Backus, Darren.
You guys are the two that did that called everybody together.
Okay. And that was in preparation for at least talking about it at this level, so because we knew the budget work sessions and the whole budgeting for fiscal year 20 was coming up.
And I think every of the departments was notified their current ratings would work.
Right.
So they either needed to go with the new ones, or find a solution that is best for their department.
And communication needs.
So move forward, because I think this is a separate issue that needs to be discussed separately about communication. So coming back here, so right now we're going to go with the cell phones that are built into this budget. That's unless I hear something different from my other two supervisors.
That's what I thought we were doing.
Okay, excellent. All right, thank you. Okay, so now back to the savings and where we are. That's where we got derailed here. So I was adding when the conversation started in my head. So, but
Supervisor Sanders, you said $100,000.
Yeah, I think I've got $122,000, something like that.
I think it's $135,000.
There you go. So I'm missing 13.
Okay.
Go with the higher better.
Okay. So, anything else from anyone at this point, or are we happy sending them back with these reductions until we really have to sit down and crunch all of the numbers kindly?
I think it's the best we're going to do. I mean, I think we've taken what we can take at this point.
I don't see anything else that would be possible.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we need to recognize that we've got old facilities. I mean, we like to pretend that the Justice Center is still new, and this building is so beautiful, we sometimes forget the age of this building. But the reality is we're dealing with even human services. They're old buildings now. They get a lot of use, and while it's frustrating that our costs are going to continue to go up to maintain them, it's the reality of having older buildings.
And Jody, I think you and your staff have done a really good job in this of identifying the needs, and there's no doubt. And there are a lot. You know, I would just encourage you to kind of, you know, obviously it's not all in 1 year, to kind of in your own mind or for your own, you know, work process, maybe do a 3 or 4 year plan. So if you can keep something like that, you know, in mind, just, you know, for you, so that might help you in getting the stuff that, you know, comes to the forefront.
Okay. Thank you very much for